Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Did you get your 90 minutes of exercise in today? If not, after this show, you will begin that odyssey. Perhaps you didn't because you don't have time. Okay, we understand. But perhaps you didn't because you're confused about what to do. Well, you know what to do about in a general sense. But in terms of those little specifics, those questions you have about why you're plateauing or why it's so hard to get started or why once you get started you get hurt, the next 60 minutes on exercise, but not the exercise information you can get in books, off YouTube, so on and so forth. I'm going to give you 60 minutes of the secrets. Now, I have been a gym guy since I was a baby. You grew up in New York City, and your esteem is built on your athletic ability. So from being thrown into a pool at the age of four and being heralded into learning how to tread water with my father watching me, I started a rather Spartan existence as a kid in Catholic school in New York City, in Queens, in Brooklyn, and everything was sports. So you really learn this stuff growing up in New York Catholic school from the time you're a baby. Well, I did, and then in pre-med, I started to study the science of it. And then after that, I really started to study the science of it. And in 1984, I put the article on the website, that's at straighttalk.cc. In 1984, I read an article that really opened my mind up to a few things about what exercise was really about. A fundamental that you see in the martial arts, but that hadn't translated itself yet into modern day Western athletic Olympian level science. And it began, for me, really understanding what sports training was about. Go to the website. I hope you're on it, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, as always, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I want you to get to the website. If you're driving, when you get home, get to the website. Picture number one, 1984, Omni Magazine. There it is, August 85. How the years get blurry. Omni Magazine, Future Sport, the science and technology of improving human performance. I did not post this full article. You can do that. Just do the Google search on Omni 1985. Read the article about two major evolutionary figures in the history of Western, or I should say scientifically based sports performance. One, a doctor, a physicist named Gideon Ariel. Number two, a famous Olympian. To this day, you remember his name. No, not Carl Lewis, Edwin Moses. In that article, you'll read a riveting insight into what human performance, athletic performance, is about. Picture number two. There's the first page of the article, Ultra Sports. I've done you way better than that. Go down on the website. We're going to watch a little YouTube. This is David Letterman with Dr. Gideon Ariel. And I want you to, if you can, once you start, again, we can get so much more if we just work outside the box. So that's right. You're on radio, on a website, being referred to a YouTube. Way back when David Letterman was obviously a much younger man, 1 minute and 11 seconds into this video. So what I want you to do, I'm going to turn my volume down so you don't hear it, but I want you to go 1 minute and 11 seconds into this YouTube. So I'm assuming you know how to manipulate that. Go to 1 minute and 11 seconds into this and listen to Dr. Gideon Ariel. That's Gideon Ariel. You're looking at him. He's about to change the future of sports. Listen to what he says. Now, you bear with me on this. And just give it a few minutes until you see what this guy was up to. Letterman's asking the athletes. Most famous athlete was Edwin Moses. At the age of 40, because of what he learned from this man, Edwin Moses hadn't lost any speed from age 18 to 40. Now, Edwin Moses was an Olympian, but he was also an engineer. Ariel is a physicist. Their story's in that article. So Ariel is talking about what he did for the volleyball team. He took the American volleyball team from absolute obscurity to a silver medal. Thus, he became famous. And he's going to go on. He actually had his first training center down in Orange County. And I got very interested off this article in Omni and tried to hook up with these guys back in the mid-80s. Now he's using computers. He's talking. Letterman's asking him about computers. Letterman is referring to what Ariel did that nobody ever did. And I'm going to save a description of what he did to literally the picture that you're about to see. So Letterman's just fishing. Pardon the entertainment value of this, in a sense. In a moment, you're going to get to these computer frames. And what Ariel did is he took an athlete and he filmed an athlete. And then he broke the athlete's motion down into frames. I'm talking hundreds of frames. And then he analyzed every single motion, every single second, according to proper biomechanics. And then he made adjustments in the athlete's motion just at the critical moment. And if he could get the athlete to connect to it, he could change the athlete's level of performance. Effectively, what he was doing is teaching athletes what martial arts are about. Now, watch this. Hopefully, you're at that point where you're seeing these frames or these little stick figures written. Now, watch what happens. Watch him break these frames down. You may not be at the same point, but you'll get the point. You see? Those stick figures are moving, and he's breaking these frames down. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's using physics with film, breaking down motion to separate frames, hundreds of frames, and then analyzing where the athlete is going off base. So I'm going to shut my video off now so we don't continue with it. You can watch that whole video later on. Now, I don't care what kind of exercise you're doing. If you don't understand what Ariel is talking about, you don't understand exercise. I don't care if you dance, if you throw the shot put, if you do racquetball, if you do basketball, if you swim. This is what we call biomechanics. Now, the martial arts understands biomechanics. Ida Rolf understood biomechanics. But effectively, all day long, we can break down the way you move into many, many, many different frames. And if you're not sending your gravity lines, if you're not distributing your weight correctly through every little bit of motion, then you're not going to have proper biomechanics. And you can apply this to your grandfather, who just tripped and fell down the stairs and broke his hip because he didn't understand it, all the way up to Edwin Moses, who mastered this. And from the age of 18 to 40, that's 22 years, did not slow down. No one's ever done that. No one has ever mapped what Edwin Moses did. No one. And it took an engineer, and Moses was an engineer, and then a mind like Ariel, and then the money, and they actually started all this down in Orange County. back in the early 80s, mid-80s. And that's when I got hooked into this stuff back then as a young athlete reading about this and sensing there was something huge here. Years later, unknown to myself at the time, but understanding that my physical experience of athletic training, that this was something very important to add to it, came my understanding of the psoas muscle. So you go to picture number six now. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I hope you're not just listening to the radio. I hope you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're driving, when you get home, I'm sure this has spurred your interest. Get home, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's two T's. Picture number six. There it is. There's the human spine, the sacrum, the ilium, the two femoral bones, and the two psoas muscles. Big, strong muscles. They extend from the whole entire length of the lumbar spine down into the femur. Now, why are we going from biomechanics to psoas? Because if you don't talk to this muscle, if you can't relate to this muscle, if this muscle isn't part of your physical experience, you're kidding yourself. When you're moving, when you're aging, when you're wondering about why you can't lose weight, if you don't articulate with this muscle, you are missing the boat by a mile. Forget it. End of story. There isn't anything more fundamentally important. In martial arts, we called it the root energy. Gideon Ariel understood it to the point where he computerized people. Edwin Moses understood it. Ida Rolf understood it. You have to get a physical experience, not just an intellectual understanding of this muscle. So look at it from picture six. Now go to picture five. Again, picture five for some of you is not going to be big enough. Just to remind you, press control plus and make the picture bigger. Very simple. So look at picture number five then. Now that psoas muscle, which is coming off your lumbar spine and going into your thigh bone. The person on the right is Edwin Moses. That's a happy athlete. The person on the left is you. And if your belly doesn't stick out and you pull your belly in, it's still you. I want you to notice a bunch of pictures, differences in that picture. Up top, the person on the right, the neck is straight. On the left, the neck is bent forward. Up top, the rib cage is tilted in the correct position. On the picture on the left, the rib cage is tilted down. The lumbar spine, the low lumbar spine in the picture on the left, it's got this slope. That slope's no good. That slope causes you pain. That slope is why your knee degenerates. It's why your ankle degenerates. It's why your hip degenerates. It's why you have neck pain. It's why you get back surgeries, facet syndromes, recessed stenosis, you name it. Sacral fixations, back pain in general. It's right there. It's on the left. It's why Rolf made the study of the psoas muscle probably her fundamental orgy of knowledge. Now look at the person on the right. Do you have a relationship of all the shows I've done? This is one of the single most pivotally important topics. Do you have relationship with your psoas? Look at picture number 14. Go to picture 14. Here's an even better picture. Normal psoas muscle, shortened psoas muscle. That's what Ariel is talking about without talking about it. Forget about making adjustments to your racquetball game. You're a bicyclist. You're into your speeds. You haven't a clue about speed if you don't understand this. You're into weightlifting. You're a runner. You're a jogger. You want to lose weight. You want to fix your low back pain. You have to understand this. You have to have a functional relationship. So let it start intellectually, but you have to turn it into a functional relationship. Normal lumbar spine, normal psoas muscle, as it shortens, you go into a low arch. It jams up your low back. Worst of all, your weight does not distribute from the top of your head down into your teeny tiny toes. Done. The weight of your body starts to shift towards the toes. There's a sprained ankle. There's a busted knee. There's hip degeneration.